Shalom Aleichem to all who are tuning in to the Interpreter's Pulpit 101 podcast. This is Les Aaron Gosling teaching nothing new, but all things original. The plan, intent, and purpose of God is to create a race of beings transformed from this fallen sinful existence, with all its mortality, barriers, restraints, and limitations, into the perfect character image of our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, the heavenly man. In 1 John 3:1 and 2, we catch a glimpse of what awaits those who believe in Yeshua as their Lord, Redeemer, and Savior. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God, and we are. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are the children of God. It has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Note the words, for we shall see him as he is. Anyone looking directly at God would be reduced to ash in a flash. Even Moses was denied that privilege. You see, how we read right across this statement without pausing to think about what it is that John the emissary has just conveyed to his readers. The scripture tells us that nobody can look on God and live. Therefore, if we shall see him as he is in all his glory and power and might, we must be at that time his very reflection as his divine image. The messianic community has become the vanguard, the first fruits of this astonishing intention of God the Father. That the heavenly man became Yeshua was the firm and confident assessment of first century Jews toward their Messiah. Rav Shaul, who was to become Paul the emissary to the Gentiles, accepted this position unequivocally. He writes with enthusiasm about it. If you turn to 1 Corinthians 15 and look at verse 49 closely, it says this: just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. That's the Greek. You know, Gentiles fail to ask where this doctrinal position came from. The answer, as any rabbi knows, is that the Jewish people of the time of Yeshua believed the notion that God created the universe in the form of and through the auspices of what was referred to as the Adam Kadmon, the archetypal or heavenly man. So also, the first man, Adam, was also named after the archetypal prototype, God's image, that brought him forth. Paul went on to elaborate to the Gentiles, as did John in the prologue and introduction to his gospel, that all was brought forth by the heavenly man and that all continues to consist in him. Colossians 1:15 through 17. The ancient Sibylline oracles tell us that, quote, one chief man shall come again from the sky, the best of the Hebrews, unquote. The archetypal primordial man was the expression of the deity in creation, the universe, through his attributes, that is, divine qualities and objectives, encompassed by and encapsulated in the ten sephirot. Gentiles have tended to spiritualize away the term in him, not realizing how awesome are the roots of this rich theology and how literally they ought to be interpreted. Small wonder, in my opinion, rabbinic Jews scratch their heads over Gentile misconceptions about Jewish scriptures when they have never been fine-tuned in an educated manner to make proper sense of certain mysterious texts, as some of those located in the Messianic scriptures, which were written by a largely ignored Jewish people. Indeed, the Adam Kadmon was not only expected to become a human being, but the sects of the Second Temple period proclaimed that his incarnation as a human being would reverse, listen to me carefully, would reverse the negative consequences of the human Adam's original transgression in Eden, and he would go on to restore the rule of God over the entire universe, the whole universe, beginning with this planet Earth. The salvific Unification of the universe, the subjection of the universe to the salvific will of God, is the goal of all creation which God has in mind. In a word, God will eventually save the entirety of the universe, reversing it back into spirit form as God himself is spirit. If one examines the Kabbalist tree of life, you will locate the crown at the head of the figure of the Adam Kadmon, and he has the kingdom beneath his feet. Paul speaks of the risen Lord Yeshua in the following fashion in Colossians 1, verses 15 to 19. The archetypal heavenly man, quote, is the image of the unseen God, the firstborn of creation, that everything in heaven and earth might be founded on him, seen and unseen alike, whether angelic thrones or lordships or rulers or authorities. Everything was created through him and for him. He is the antecedent of everything. And on him, that is as the archetype, everything was framed. So also he is the head of the body, the messianic community, that is to say, the fount and origin of it, the firstborn from the dead, that in every connection he might take precedence. For it pleased God that by him the whole of the creation should be governed. Colossians 1:15 through 19, that's the Greek. So also the Essene sects of the first century understood that the unification of the universe would occur when the head of the heavenly man came down and the messianic body rose up. You can find that confirmed by Hugh Schonfield, the Essene Odyssey, 1984, page 151. And thus, Yeshua came down to dwell with mortal, sinful humankind, and the messianic community rose up in him in a new resurrection life. Not only is this the case, but the promise of the first resurrection is ultimately for all those who will rise up to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall ever be with the Lord, the heavenly man. 1 Thessalonians 4:14 through 17. He must descend from heaven, that is, come down, and we must then rise first to meet him. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17, just as described in the Essene belief system. Speaking of the heavenly man, the Essene Odes of Solomon says, quote, the head, that's the crown, went down to the feet, that is the kingdom, unquote. Odes of Solomon 23, verse 14. The Star of David, the Mogan David, the symbol of all things Jewish, consists of two interlocking triangles, one descending, that's the crown, and the other ascending, that's the kingdom, representing the ultimate unification of the universe. Brethren, the earth, and indeed the entire universe, awaits the salvific government of God. It has been brought into subjection to decay and atrophy by God himself, and God intends to reverse its present materiality into spirit. Paul spoke of this monumental reversal in Romans 8, a wonderful chapter that most Christians, most Gentile Christians, fail to grasp. This is God's intention. This is God's purpose. This is God's plan. This is what salvation is all about. It's a matter of salvation from materiality and from physicality. This was the original fall. This is what the first chapter of Genesis is all about. And I might just add that the fall was not very bad, but the fall was very good, Genesis 1:31. God desires to bring about universal unity within himself. You may shudder at that thought, but I'll have lectures on this in the near future. Even the Spirit of God searches God. God searches himself? Yes, he does. This was articulated by Paul when he uttered those now famous words, God will be all and in all, 1 Corinthians 15:28. This is the prime goal of the entire universe. This is why Yeshua is returning to rule this planet with a rod of iron. He begins at his advent to initiate his salvific plan for the world. Until his return, the world has been largely ignored, while he brought his elect into a salvific focus. The past 2,000 years has not been a time during which the Lord Yeshua has feverishly attempted to save a lost humanity. Rather, it has been the time allotted to save his first fruits. This has been the time of the first fruit harvest, not the general harvest which has yet future. The general harvest begins with the second advent of our Lord Yeshua to this earth. having determined that it is God's sole purpose and intent to save humanity and to unify the universe, we shall hopefully progress to a realization that it is high time to restore all things, and we thank you for allowing us to serve you in this manner. After all, only a fool could fail to see that the millennial reign of the Mashiach already looms on the immediate horizon. Baruch Hashem. This is Les Aaron Gosling saying Kol Tov to all who love the Lord Yeshua.